Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Somalian men. Oh, no. Yes. Welcome to the Friends Are Benefits podcast. Back at it again.
With episode six.
Can you believe that? It's crazy.
It's literally
episode six.
Wow.
We made it.
Famous.
Consistency.
Famous.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Until you realize that this is from today.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 weeks since we launched the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
From filming today. Like, we have been filming for a while now. For like about 2 months now, I think.
Yeah.
This whole idea has been going on for 2 months.
Exactly.
But we just started putting out stuff recently.
Yeah.
It feels like we're just getting started.
We're literally just getting started.
Yeah, we are literally just getting started.
Yeah.
But it's mad because for me, it feels like we just started like a week ago or like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because that's when we published. But no, we've been at work.
We've been thinking about it for a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that. It feels like everything just happened like bada bing, bada boom, bada bang.
Yeah.
And then we just started.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at least we're having fun though.
Yeah, exactly.
That means we're having fun.
That's the important part. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first part of this episode is going to be jokes.
Jokes.
So I got some good giggles for y'all.
Yeah.
Some good dark jokes for y'all. Let me see what we got.
A giggy episode.
It's a giggle episode. That's all you want from you guys today. Giggles. Nothing.
It's giggles.
Nothing more than that. Definitely no mean comments up in the comment section. We're tired of those now.
I mean, they're literally not even being mean. They're just, yeah. They're saying I'm mean. That's what they're saying.
Or maybe they have small dick energy.
I'm trying to apologize and he's doing something else.
They're going to be coming for me now.
Yeah.
I got the dog jokes. let's forget about those. I got the first dog joke.
Already being controversial.
Okay, so it goes like this. Why are trans people so good at being carpenters?
Stop thinking of an answer. Stop.
It's dark joke,
oh
man. What do you expect?
God. Yeah, I didn't know we were going this dark.
We are going this dark. Like the dark joke, the previous ones that we had were darker than this. The ones that you told me the other time.
No,
do you remember
no.
About,
no
about,
way.
About
you started
abortion
with trans.
Fam.
No,
the abortion joke.
Shit.
Fam, what do you mean? Okay.
Abortion ain't shit.
It's not
abortion
cancer. We talked about the cancer. The cancer dog joke as well.
Yeah.
That's dark.
But you started
with darker
trans.
Than this. Yeah. Look, we're going right at it. It's a dark joke.
Holy shit.
What do you expect?
Okay. Oh my God. What did you even say?
Why are trans people so good at being carpenters? You're not gonna see the answer. You're not in a million years, yeah.
Stop.
If I told you to try to think of an answer in a million years, you're not gonna figure it out. Okay. So why are trans people so good at being carpenters? Because they have so much experience cutting off their wood.
Bruh.
Man, you can't start off like that.
You can literally not start off like that.
What
okay.
do you expect? What do you expect? It's supposed
start.
To be a dark joke.
Okay,
it's supposed
okay,
to be dark.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
so I'm going to try to keep this one a little bit
No, go at it still. I just do not expect that from you. I thought like I thought you were the cool one. Like you're not the psychopath one, but I guess not.
I guess you thought wrong. Because this other one gets even darker.
Alright, let's go.
I asked my suicidal friend to stop posting suicidal memes. He replied, "Don't worry, I'll stop soon." Everything gonna stop.
Everything gonna stop. Everything. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. You don't even gotta worry about it. You're telling me you don't wanna see my memes no more? I'm telling you, bro, it's calm.
You don't even gotta see me no more.
It's calm. It's not only the memes that I'm gonna stop posting. You're not gonna hear from me. I'm not gonna pick up when you call. I'm literally gone, fam. I'm stopping everything else.
He's just stop.
He's just gonna stop. I'm gonna stop my own life. I'm not just gonna stop the memes. I'm gonna stop my own life. I got you, bro. That's what you want me to do. I'm gonna do that.
I cannot.
Oh my dudes. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's calm, bro. It's calm. I'm gonna stop my life. Literally.
Oh
that's
God,
literally
that's
what
hilarious.
He that's literally what he said.
It's literally what he said. It actually is.
Yeah. Imagine how terrible you would feel as a friend.
I mean, you're asking them basically. Stop posting about being suicidal. I mean, at that point, you are the worst friend. You kind of are the worst friend.
Yeah.
How are you going to ask your friend to stop posting about suicidal?
And you know they're going through that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you're supposed to take them to therapy. Help your friend. The memes are literally him calling for help.
Stop.
He's but he's like, nah, he's like, bro, you're so sad. I'm tired of your fucking memes. Like,
stop posting.
Stop posting.
Bro. Just end it then.
Just, oh my God.
Oh my God. That, yo.
All right, cool. Let's move on to the next one. I swear to God, people are so goddamn creative, yeah?
Yeah.
This one, I feel like I'm going to have to explain. Okay. My English, oh my God. God help me. My dad. Alright, cool. I think I've recovered my English. My dad died in 9/11. He was the best bomber.
Oh. Oh.
Get
so,
it?
So a terrorist thing.
It's a little terrorist thing.
It's a little terrorist baby thing.
His dad was the one in the plane that went, Allahu Akbar. See, I should not be joking about this. I'm literally Muslim.
Because that's why I took a double take. I literally looked at you twice because I'm like, I know this nigga just do not say that right now. But then I realized, oh, he Muslim.
I'm Muslim.
He's literally Muslim.
It's calm.
It's calm, I guess. Holy shit. I literally had to take a double take there. God damn.
I had to question myself. Before I said it, I was like,
Can I say this?
Like, is this appropriate? I literally had to double question myself to make sure that yes, calm. Like, yes, I'm Muslim, you know? Oh my days, that's fucking hilarious. God. That's fucking hilarious, man. But that, yeah. Nah. Why don't black people go on cruises?
Okay.
They fell for that shit before. Rest in peace, my brother, Kunta Kinte. They didn't have to do our people like that.
They really didn't have to do our people like that.
Kunta!
Kunta, man.
Kunta, man. Kunta and his people.
Damn.
It's a generational thing, you know?
It's from your country too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gambia.
You know, have you heard the stories about the people, like the African, the black people selling the other black people to the white men?
That
was something that
happened
in Gambia as well.
Yeah, it did.
Like, they were literally
selling out
their people.
Yeah, you guys were sellouts, for real, for real.
Don't say you guys were sellouts, fam.
It's you.
Because now I feel attacked. Now I feel attacked.
No, but they had to survive, too. If they didn't sell anybody else, they were going to be sold. But, our people used to do that.
Our people?
Yeah. I mean, your people.
My
used
people,
to do
exactly. Because
your people. Because
you guys, your side was never. It was never colonized.
I mean, Ethiopia. We were kind of a little bit colonized with. Oh, let me not say that. Let me not say that.
What?
Let me not say that. them Habesha people don't play.
No.
Them Habesha people don't play. So I ain't saying shit. Let me zip it up. One quick throwback. We never been colonized. Yes. Woohoo. Yes. Habesh things. Let's get it.
Wait, so you guys have been? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's a little.
I think I know the point that you're trying to hide. Is the fact that you guys are... We actually talked about this in one of the previous podcasts. It was the fact that you guys are kind of mixed with people from the UAE.
Yeah.
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 But I don't think that happened through colonization.
I mean, they were the... Okay, Egypt was who started slavery, right? Because they started selling people first. But then the second people to jump on were... the Arabic people.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones to actually do that in somebody else's continent, which is Africa.
Shit.
So they came to Africa, started selling people then. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. And then I think it was Germany. No, it was Spain. Spain got involved. Germany got involved. Everybody else started selling people after that.
Shit.
But they were not the first ones to start slavery, technically. We started selling people before that.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, Egyptians started selling people and then the Emirates took over.
Okay, shit.
Yeah.
It goes deep.
It's long. Yeah, we haven't been colonized.
All right, let's get back into our jokes.
For the white people out there.
Let's get back into our jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be the last one for today. Last dark joke for you guys to enjoy. My sister is pregnant. I'm going to be a dad.
Stop. What's that? My sister is gonna be
this
pregnant.
Is some
I'm
Texas
gonna be
shit right here.
Yeah,
this is literally some Texas shit. That's the kind of shit they be doing in Texas.
Yeah, in the countryside.
In the countryside, you know, skinheads.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. It was. I don't know where I listened to it. Or if I listened to it, if I read it somewhere, maybe on TikTok, yeah? There was this guy that was like discussing to why, if they're gay, why it's still a problem for them to hook up with their cousin or like with their sister or brother or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Run it back.
Yeah. Because you can't, technically they're saying for them not to hook up with anybody that is in your family, why it's like a bad thing to do is because like your kids are gonna be messed up, right?
Yeah.
But if they're gay, if it's like a same-sex relationship, why wouldn't they
because
be able to do it?
Because
like,
they're not
why
gonna
is it
give,
still illegal?
Because they're not gonna give birth.
Yeah. Because they can't have that's children together, so like why would it matter?
That's a messed up mindset. I don't think the reason why people don't have family sexual relationships.
Yeah.
I don't think the reason is to not have fucked up kids. I don't think that's the main reason.
The main reason is because it's gross.
Your family.
It's literally gross. You're not supposed to think of them
out
in
of
that
the
way.
Same pussy.
Yeah.
Literally. How can you no.
Yeah,
no.
That's why they no, say no. It is.
That makes it
But then it's like morally incorrect, I get that. But why is it illegal?
I don't think it's illegal because
it is illegal.
I know it's illegal, yeah. But I don't think it's illegal because to prevent you guys from having fucked up kids. I think it's illegal because it's also immoral.
No, I don't think
Because
they can't tell you what's moral or not. Like, they can't have rules against that. You get what I mean? They cannot tell you to be a good person and then that's illegal for you not to be a good person.
But I think that's the reason why, though. Because, fam, if you wanted to have that same-sex relationship with somebody from your family, if you wanted to do that, if that was the reason why they made it illegal, it would have been, okay, you guys can be together, but you can't have kids with each other. They could have put it like that if that was the reason why.
But they cannot like tell people not to have children.
No, but
you can't do that either.
If that was the main reason, I feel like that would have been a more sensible thing to do. But I think it's illegal, fam, just because it's no
morally
fam, no, no.
Because it's morally
okay
incorrect.
In any society, it's not okay. You can't.
I don't know. Nah. Like as long as you're not gonna have a children with the other person, like who cares? Oh my God, that's not what I mean. I'm not for incest. That's not what I'm trying to do here because people keep on twisting my words. But that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say, like, why would it be illegal? Immorally, definitely incorrect. Get it? Understood. But, like, for them, when they are gay, like, they literally can't have children with each other. So, like, I don't know.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. We're not having this discussion. Nope. There's literally 7 billion people on Earth.
Yeah.
And you can't find somebody else that didn't come from the same pussy as you? No.
Yeah, even that's if it's a gay thing. But no. Like a cousin thing.
Cousin thing is something that happens.
It happens a lot in different countries happens, and stuff like
it's
that.
It's still happening today in my country. It's not. What do you mean it's illegal?
It's illegal here.
Where?
It's illegal here. Really? And in the yeah, in
I
the
see,
US.
I didn't know that.
It's literally illegal.
How?
You're not supposed. No, your first cousin or your second cousin or something like that. You're not. You it's literally illegal.
You can't
illegal.
Be together with them.
Yeah.
Who gonna stop you?
I think so. Hold up. Let me Google
Who
it real quick.
Who gonna stop you?
No, they can't literally stop you because they're thinking for the kids.
Because people are doing that, man.
Yeah, it's a regular thing.
It's a regular thing. And to be honest, I don't
think
it's a
big
deal.
I don't know why you guys do that. Why do you guys do that?
I genuinely don't think it's a big
deal. I
didn't
know Africans were on like that, though.
No. Actually, they are doing that. Like, people who both...
You guys
like,
marry
like
cousins?
Fam, cousins. First cousins, for that matter.
First cousins?
First cousins. Like,
nah,
your aunties,
no way.
Your auntie's son or your auntie's daughter.
No,
I actually... I actually didn't think that was a big deal coming over here, because that's the mindset that I grew up in. For me, that was casual. That was something that happens normally.
Imagine marrying your... Oh, my God. No, that's first cousin.
First cousin.
No, man. The kids are going to come out some way.
Haven't I told you about my cousin crush?
I mean, everybody has a cousin crush, though. Like, when you were little.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it was so, like, okay... That people actually
went around with it.
People actually thought that if I wanted to get married to my cousin, I would be able to do it. Or I should, if I wanted to, like, I would. The only reason why I grew up out of that idea is because I just got to a point is like where I knew that's not going to be a possibility because she was older than me. That was the reason why. That was the only reason why I kind of like didn't think about it.
Like, so you were actually thinking like, yeah, I'm going to move forward with this.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't know though. You didn't know about this DNA stuff. Like,
I didn't know about any of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about any of that.
Yeah. No, they don't tell you about shit like that if it's like a normal thing in that country. But I don't know Africans move like that. I literally don't know black people move like that.
I didn't know that it was an issue.
He's like, I didn't know it was an issue. But I literally thought like it was like central, what am I saying? Melanistan, like Middle East type of thing.
It's not only there. It's not only there. We're doing it in my country.
That's insane. I know Pakistan, they do that there. I know Afghanistan, they do that there. Iran, too. Like, I didn't know, like, black people were on that, too.
Yeah, it happens.
Yo, that's mad. That's actually mad.
It happens.
First cousin, you know?
Why?
First cousin!
Like, genuinely, imagine how small your world is going to be.
How small your children's brain is going to be. How about that?
One thing, though, like, I haven't seen kids that got messed up because of it.
How do you know? You just see everybody and everybody's fucked up. Then if everybody's doing it, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's not everybody that does it, but something that happens. But I've seen their kids. Their kids don't seem to have, like, any major issues or any issues at all, for that matter. So I don't know how much, to what level it affects. It's like generational type of thing.
Yeah, if you keep on doing it.
Oh yeah.
If you keep on doing it to generations,
then I can see how it could be a problem.
After the three cousin marriage.
Oh, that's messed up.
It's done.
It's literally the same genes. The same genes like connecting with
rotating.
Each other all the time. Rotating. Genes need to be like modified somehow.
Somehow.
You need to keep it new. You can't be passing the same genes around over and over again.
Yuck.
That's actually messed up. You know.
I'm trying to see here. Hold up.
Okay, here it says several states of the United States prohibit cousin marriage. As of February 2014, 24 U.S. states prohibit marriages between first cousins. 19 U.S. states allow marriages between first cousins, and 7 U.S. states only allow some marriages between first cousins. So in 24
states. What is what sum? Like first cousin or something? Or are they like specific? Are you in love enough?
Yeah. Like what if it's first sum? Cousins, like a sum, it's yeah. first cousins. It doesn't.
It's literally first cousins.
It's literally first cousins. Yeah. You can't say like second cousins. No, you said between first cousins. So if I'm like, if it's like two cousin sisters that I want to get married to, I'm like this one. They're like, no. I'm like this one. They're like, yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It's literally the same thing. Yeah. So they need to clarify on that. Yeah. But 19 states, it's legal. You can do it.
19.
24 is illegal.
19 of 50 some.
Yeah.
Yeah. Omar is checking for us how it looks in Sweden. Cousin marriage.
Yeah. Just like I told you, I think it would be weird if it was actually illegal. It's not.
Sweden?
Not in Sweden, it's fully legal. They don't
to marry your cousin. They don't first cousin.
Yeah, first cousin is fully legal. It's like a whole. Let me read out for you what they said. You can't get married to your full sibling. You cannot get married to anybody who is biologically
full
a descendant.
Sibling. Full sibling. So you can be half.
Yeah, you can actually marry half
somebody
siblings.
Half siblings.
Yeah, half siblings you can get married to, but you need to look for a permit for it. Half siblings and adopted siblings have to apply for permission. But it is possible for them to marry. First cousins don't even need that permit. So half siblings can get married to each other in Sweden.
Half siblings can get married to each other.
So you were thinking that getting married to your cousin is bad? Literally, it's not illegal
I mean,
to
in
get
the
married
US,
to your half cousin.
In the US, like you said, like it's only 19 countries that actually allow it.
19 states.
19 states, that allow it.
But I actually still think it's crazy for it to be illegal.
It should be illegal.
I actually think it's
Sweden is wilding half. Do you understand
what
they're
siblings,
saying?
Half siblings.
Do you understand?
You
what
guys literally
saying?
Share one parent.
You share
but you can still
one
get married
parent
to each other.
And you can still get married to them.
I can see why that should be illegal, but I can't see why getting married to your cousin should be illegal. Because just like we already talked about, if it's like your first cousin and it's only happening through this one generation, the kids are not going to get fucked up. But if it keeps on continuing, if it's like a continuous cycle, then eventually it is going to become a problem for your future generation.
But if it's tradition, like your country was, then
no,
they're definitely
not tradition.
Not gonna,
it's not tradition in my country.
But it's just normal.
It's just normal.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that does make it a tradition.
It is kind of a tradition.
But if you wanted to marry outside of your family, you could do that as well. There's nothing wrong with that. In my mind, I'm thinking if it's a tradition, it's the only thing that people do.
Yeah.
But it's not like that. You have a choice.
But they usually can like match you up. Like when your mom is going to match you up with any girl, she would choose. See? Like if that's what's going to happen, then it's going to happen continuously. It's
hopefully
been to happen. If you accepted once that you're going to marry your cousin, I don't think you can go back from it. It's not
it
a generation
normalized.
Thing.
It becomes normalized. But I don't think, I don't think maybe they would not want that. I just want to believe that after the first generation of cousins, they're going to be like, nah, this is not it. Because they are cousins. Like they know what it's like. And I don't think you can have fun getting married to your cousin. Like you guys are not growing out of your own box, you know what I mean?
But people
it's
do
literally
not
want to
grow out sometimes, you know that?
All the time. But I'm thinking, no, it's just I just cannot see it continuing for a couple of generations.
It
I feel
does,
like at some
though.
Point a parent is gonna recommend like do not get married to your step sibling. I mean not step sibling. Do not get married to anybody inside the family. Move out and sow your seeds.
I mean if it's a tradition then it's gonna continue happening.
But
that's mad. Half
cousins.
Sibling, you
that
know?
Should be illegal.
Half sibling.
That should be illegal. You guys share genes.
DNA.
Deep DNA, you know?
Literally, like.
Literally deep DNA.
Bruh.
From one parent.
And that's allowed. Like, you can ask permit
for
that.
Yeah, you can apply for the permit for that. And then you can do that. The step siblings one, that one, I'm not. You don't have to apply for a permit, I felt like.
What doesn't make sense is, like, how. Okay. If they're saying, like, you can marry your cousin. Why not the adopted sibling?
You can get married to the adopted sibling, but you need
to
look
for
a permit.
But they're literally not even the same gene. Then why does it matter then?
Yeah.
But you're literally sharing the same DNA as your cousin,
but
your first
one,
cousin.
That one as well, you need to apply for permission.
No, first cousin, they didn't say
no,
that.
No, first cousin, you don't need
That's
to.
That's what I meant.
First cousin, you don't need to.
But you're literally saying sharing the same DNA with your cousin, but not with your
adopted
son or like adopted sibling.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Somehow they need to make it work like paper wise. Because on paper, they cannot differentiate that you guys are not, like, biologically
Like, related. Okay. Yeah,
because both of you guys have the same last name.
Yeah.
So the system needs to understand, okay, this one of them is adopted for it to actually make sense. But first cousins, I don't think it's all the time that they have the same name. So I don't feel like that's the reason why it might not be overly complicated, you know?
Yeah, there are some Swedish states, not states, it's usually like in the villages always. There's always some village somewhere that like everybody starts mixing around because like literally nobody's there.
Word.
Yeah, so that's how it was like even in the US. It's literally like the smaller states or something like that and it goes down.
Imagine, let's say 300 years ago.
Yeah.
And you lived in a small town.
Yeah.
You didn't have that much of a choice.
No,
like literally
not many options.
Whether it's somebody that you're related to or not, you literally cannot choose outside of the people that you have been seeing since you were growing up.
Fact.
And it's only a limited amount of people that you can choose. Like everybody probably knows who the prettiest girl in town is.
Yeah.
Imagine how sad it must
be. And she's probably related to all of them in some sort of way.
Somehow you guys are connected to each other biologically.
Mm.
It must have been a sad time for dicks and pussies.
I mean,
300 years ago, fam. There's no novelty. There's no novelty at all.
No, they used to. If I was back in them days, if I was living back in them days, I would not have sex. I would literally not have sex. Do you understand? Like, you would literally get one cut and you would die. Imagine getting an STD and dying from it. You literally die from scratching your pussy out.
The one person gets an STD, the whole town
gets
it.
The whole town got one.
No.
It's a pandemic. It's literally a pandemic.
It would be, but you know why it would not be that? Because people were not fucking around back then.
They were fucking around. The Romans were fucking around.
Oh, yeah.
White people were fucking around.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
They were fucking.
The people up there, like the higher class people, they were having orgies and mad shit.
Exactly.
But the lower...
And ain't no rapper. You ain't got no rapper. You ain't got shit. It's literally death sentence. You have sex, you die.
I saw a post recently about condoms just 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Or I think it was 150 years ago. You know what they made their condoms of? It was made of fish bladders. And
wait,
you recycled it at least 10 times.
No!
One condom.
No.
One
no,
condom
no, no,
and then
no,
you
no.
recycle it for 10 times. That's what condoms were like. I think it was 100 years ago. It was a fun fact.
Fam,
10 times.
A reuse thing.
Reusing. Would have been celibate.
Oh my god,
it was a dangerous time for females, you can imagine, because the guy is getting the protection that he needs, he's the one recycling it. The guy would have been okay, but
that's disgusting.
He would have been the one passing around.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how you
and
could
they don't
possibly
wash
thought that
back
was hygienic.
They don't wash anything. They didn't literally didn't have soap.
So yeah, I don't know how far back we were talking about, but not so very long ago soap was not a thing.
150 years, that's not very long ago.
No, that's not very long ago.
Is that what
it's
you
like
said?
Two
Did
generations
you say 200?
Ago. 300 years back.
300, okay, that's a bit long.
I'm thinking like the before the French Revolution times.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the time of
yeah, exactly.
Marie Antoinette when
oh,
they
yeah,
had,
yeah.
you know,
that's 1970s. No, that's
no, the
700s. So before 700s.
Exactly, around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, they were not washing themselves, bro.
No, that was not even the time that the fish condoms were made.
When was it then?
That was just like 100, 150 years ago. That was not a very long time ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a long time ago.
That's
at
not
all.
A very long then time ago.
They had soap, so they were literally washing it and reusing it.
Yeah, a bit hygienic. But like 300
Nasty.
Years ago, I think, around that time, from... Nah.
I think there was a dude here. I don't know where he was, if he was India or somewhere.
Yeah.
He would literally collect condoms, wash them, and then resell them. That
My
was his business.
God.
That was literally his business.
At least he washes them.
He was
probably killing the STDs off.
But imagine being the person that washes them. Oh my. You literally have to scrub your life away. Your skin is going to be... like ashy for days because there's no way. Bro,
god damn. No, that's messed
up. I don't know if it was think I heard it in a podcast, so I don't know like if the facts are there or something, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad though, no. Nope. Yuck. Ain't nobody having sex. And before 1700s?
It was a dangerous time.
You would drop dead just because if one person
has it, everybody has it. Fam.
Everybody,
one
village.
One person catches it, boom, yeah. The whole village is gone. It's an epidemic at that point.
Literally.
Mm-mm. It was not a good time to be alive. And when it comes to even, it was a sad time for penises and vaginas. It just was. literally was a sad time.
What do you mean?
Fam, imagine if you wanted to get a good wanking, you know? You want to have some me time.
Yeah,
me time. You want to play something nice to watch, you know, to just go off.
Yeah,
you couldn't do that. You literally couldn't do that.
Yeah,
you had to fantasize. But what could you even fantasize about? I'm pretty sure, yeah, there must have been some men during that time that probably went their whole lives without seeing more than one woman's body, without seeing more than one woman's figure. Like their whole life, they only know what one person looks like.
Yeah, because they can't find porn. There's no porn.
There's nothing. There's no sort of entertainment, nothing. It just was a sad time for the imagination.
No, but your imagination can do wonders then.
But you don't know what
to imagine.
It can
do wonders.
You don't really
know
what
to imagine. But you have seen one girl now. You know how they look.
Yeah, but you cannot imagine like a BBL because nobody has a BBL. You can't imagine like a big fatty. You cannot imagine a big fatty because you've never seen it before.
I mean, there are women that have that.
But you can't even imagine about them. Big ass clothes on. You don't know what the shape is like because they used to dress modestly.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about French, yeah. But back in Africa, like, you dress as the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So they used to dress here like mad clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're in Africa, you might be good.
Yeah.
You might have some imagination. Science.
Yeah, true. So I guess it was a better sexy time for Africans somewhere else. Yeah, because at that point, it's not like we didn't know what clothes were, but you dress as the weather.
The fuck?
So you see what's happening.
Yeah.
You literally see what's happening.
You know everything.
You know everything. And especially like Nigerians, the way they dress, the females.
How do they dress?
With their rapa, that's what they call it, like cultural attire.
Uh huh.
You see the market ladies.
Yeah.
Selling stuff like oranges on their head, they usually pack. Like they usually pack in
booty.
Is that farmer's booty, fam? Like they got it. Yeah. It's like they got
it. That's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that. Farmer's booty. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they usually pack.
Yeah.
They usually pack.
No, on the West, you guys have it thick.
Yeah. West African girls.
What's happening? West African girls are something else. And Central too.
Yeah.
Hello, 100%. Yeah.
Yo, they are packing, yo. No, like Nigerians are genuinely on a different level.
Yeah, they're packing. Oh, they Somali girls have
it's because of the fufu.
Haven't you seen Somali girls' booties?
Somalian girls are usually leng, like they're slim.
Nah, like the mummy types.
Somalian men. Oh, no.
He said Somalian men. Oh my God, yeah.
You know, like the Abdis and the Ahmeds.
No, they're packing. They're really packing. They're literally packing.
Trust me, Somalian men are packing more than the women, the girls.
No, 100%. The women, the mothers. You know, they wear like their batis. Is that what it's called? Like bati?
I think it's called not Somali.
And the booties everywhere. It's literally everywhere. Somali girls do have booties.
Yeah,
I'll give them
I don't know
much.
What I'm talking about. Yeah,
you don't know what you're talking about. They're skinny leg girls. Yeah? A little twinkie legs. But fat ass.
Fat ass.
Nah, but
West African
girls, Middle Eastern girls, I don't know who skipped the East girls like us. Somebody skipped us and then gave Somalians ones. I don't know what's going on there. It's a bit discrimination still. All we're serving is face. Habesha girls serve face. That's us.
True. That's a common stereotype, I think, that people have.
Yeah.
Is that West African girls are thick. It's not to say that they're not facially appealing, because they are. They're pretty West African girls, obviously. I don't even think I had to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to like prettiness, I think they mention Habesha's. East Africans a lot more, like Habesha's, Somalis.
But it's because of the light skin
I think it's probably because of colorism as well.
Yeah.
Because West African girls, usually the conception is that they're eating their fufu and, you know, they are fried rice, jollof rice. So they're packing. They're usually packing.
Yeah.
But East Africans, you think about them and then you think, okay, pretty.
Just face.
Face girls.
That's all we got.
And it goes the other way as well. Yeah. When it comes to the men, because West African men are also packing. West African men are packing.
They're built.
West African men, Congolese men.
You guys are built.
Middle
Congolese
Africa.
Congolese men are built.
Literally
built.
In every way that you can possibly imagine.
Nigerian men, built.
In every way that you can possibly imagine. Not just body-wise. Anything that you want to think.
Let your mind go wild.
So it goes the same way as well. And when it comes to like East African men, it's like they don't know where the gym is at. No, that's the stereotype. That's the stereotype. That's how people are thinking about it. But in a way, it does make sense. You know?
It's adding up.
It is adding up.
It's piling up. The evidence is there. The evidence is literally.
And online with that, I don't look West African. Like, I don't look like a Gambian. At least that's what people have been telling me.
Yeah.
Like, since I came here, I'm always getting mistaken for an Ethiopian or Somalian. Not once.
Ethiopian. No way.
Many times. Many, many times people just come and chat to me randomly from out of nowhere.
I mean, you do have kind of like an East face, but definitely not Ethiopian. I'll probably guess, I don't know, maybe Kenya.
Kenya,
man.
My gay. You know what? Let me continue the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Somebody even mistake me for, what was it again? A Yemeni. They thought I was from Yemen.
They got him dark like you?
No, that's not even the point.
What?
Body-wise, I'm not saying that Yemeni men are skinny, yeah?
You don't fit there.
But like, nah, bro, I don't fit there either. You know what I mean? That one literally came from out of nowhere. But only once has somebody guessed that I'm from Gambia correctly.
Mm.
And then I asked him, like, why do you think I'm from Gambia?
Yeah.
I was like, and then I told him, bro, people usually suspect that I'm from Somalia. I was like, nah, bro, you can never be from Somalia.
You can never be from Somalia.
It was like, bro, you're built. Literally, that's what he told me. It was like, nah, bro, you're fit.
Oh, my God.
You're fit. It was like the moment I saw you, I don't know why, but Gambia came to my mind straight up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in a way, because I look built. That's the reason why he would have put me for a Gambian. And that was the only time that anybody has guessed that I'm from Gambia.
Yeah. I don't know what, I haven't met anybody else that is from Gambia.
No.
You're actually the first one. So I wouldn't know how you guys looked. Regardless.
I don't think I'm a good representation of what a typical Gambian is supposed to look like.
No, but I have seen shows. I have seen... your madam be marrying white girls to get citizenships and things. Well, that's what people say. They say it's love. So I'm a supporter of It's love.
They say it's love.
It's love. It's literally love. It's love. It's love. Let them have their love. I have seen them in those shows and I saw it around and you don't actually look
I don't. I've been mistaken more for fun. What do you get mistaken for?
I get mistaken for weird shit.
Like what?
Like very weird shit. Like, especially white men have no idea where the fuck I'm from. They literally have no idea where the fuck I'm from. They have no idea. Zero. Like, when we were in Gimigia, Gothenburg, one guy, when we were at the club, when we were there, one old ass man, Swedish man, asked me if I was from Thailand.
You know, now that you've said it.
Stop. What?
I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding. Nah, that was wild. He wilding for sure.
Like you, when you met me.
From the moment I saw you.
You saw forehead, right?
I saw forehead.
You saw forehead.
I was like, Ethiopia.
Written right here.
It's literally
written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
White men have no idea where the fuck I'm
no
from.
No clue.
One told me India. I said, my wig is from India, but I don't know what you're talking about. And then I told him, no, I'm from Africa. And then he was like, no, I said, I'm from Ethiopia. I want to be specific, right? I told him, no, I'm from Ethiopia. And then he was like, where's that? Obviously, he has no fucking idea, right? And I'm like, oh, it's in Africa. He's like, you're African? I'm like, yeah.
Okay, that's a stupid question.
And he literally said, you know what he said? He's
what?
Like, but you're too light-skinned.
That's a stupid assumption.
That is very stupid.
Very stupid.
That's what I'm saying. You like, they never, if they're asking it, it's probably because they're white and they have no idea.
No clue.
Literally no clue. And they make stupid assumptions like this.
And even if they do guess which one you are, they're probably only going to guess Somali or Ethiopians, because that's a lot of the type of people
they
that
usually
they see
guess,
over
here. They usually guess. If they know, then they usually guess Eritrea or Somalia, because there's a lot of Eritreans around.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's probably the reason why I also get mistaken for Ethiopians or Eritreans a lot, is because that's the only type of people that they have seen around.
Nah, they have seen black people around.
But that's the majority, especially in the city that we're living in right now. There's a lot more Somalians and Eritreans.
Yeah.
But you don't see like Congolese or Gambians. You don't see us like everywhere.
Yeah. But I thought you were talking about black people not knowing where you're from.
Yeah, here in Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if black people see me and they know where I'm from. right off, or,
off
like,
the bat.
They say east. If they don't know, like, Ethiopian, they will say something east. They would know. Like, but I wouldn't know where you're from by looking at you.
Nah, it's hard. It's hard.
It's harder for you.
Because
yeah.
I feel like both of us, we have kind of like an international...
international face? No, I don't have an international face. This forehead fucking gives it away. If they are black, they wouldn't know where I'm from.
No, because I could actually put you in... I could actually probably say that you're probably from France. Like, you were born and raised in France. That doesn't mean that you're French, but it means that that's where you're from.
But that's not my face. Is that what my face is giving?
Your face,
my face
could
giving
give that.
Paris.
Yeah, it could.
Paris
it could.
Thing.
It could.
Wow.
It could. Because there's girls that look like you in Paris. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's kind of like a second generation immigrant child.
Is that what I have? I have
like,
a second.
Like, you were born and raised.
A second immigration face? Is that what I have? a second generation immigrant face. That's me.
Kinda.
Oh damn.
Because I feel like when people mistake me for that as well, because I've been mistaken for African American.
I would
many
mistake
times.
You for that. Yeah.
That's the same thing that I'm saying about you as well. I could mistake you for an African American girl.
No, I think you are then. This East African face. This forehead cannot hide. When I have a wig on, then I look like I'm supposed somewhere.
From anywhere.
Somewhere anywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody would know that.
Nobody would guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not once, man, that somebody has guessed correctly on me.
No, I think you're even harder for like black people too, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Mm. So that makes it hard to fit in anywhere.
Mm.
My West African
international
people don't
face,
see me.
That's what you got.
International, but you want to belong as well. You know what I mean?
I want to belong.
You want to belong somewhere.
I want to look weird as somewhere you don't
figure
know.
Figure it out.
It's interesting, isn't
it? Nah, let's move on, man. Let's move on. Weekly news.
Fun news.
And who is the presenter?
It's Roro.
Roro. No, that cannot be a presenter's name. That is so unprofessional.
Roro,
you need to give them your government name.
Government?
As a news presenter, they need to know your government name.
All right, cool. It's Ruth.
Nah, get into your news
Say
presenting
it.
Vibes.
All right, cool. I got my glasses on, so y'all know that it's serious.
Yep, right. Fully engaging in the new news presenting vibes.
Yes,
I like
definitely.
It. I like it. Let's hear what you got.
So I feel like we all have seen this new TikTok. If you're African, you probably saw it on your feed or something, where people are like talking about what Putin said about Africa and how he views Africa. So this is what he said. When an African becomes rich, his bank accounts are in Switzerland. He travels to France for medical treatment. He invests in Germany. He buys from Dubai. He consumes Chinese. He prays in Rome or Mecca. His children study in Europe. he travels to Canada, USA for tourism, and he goes back when he's dead. So Africa is just a cemetery, and how can you grow a cemetery?
I remember when I read that, it's like that.
It's literally like that.
That's how it's built.
It's pure facts.
100%.
Yeah. But there is no evidence of him ever saying this. He never said this.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think made it?
It started from Facebook. People started sharing it, and it was from a guy called Jamal. He posted that quote and it got viral. Like, people started talking about it. And this actually said they said this happened in 2020. So it was like 2 years ago. But now since TikTok starts coming up, like, it has been a quote. Like, it has been like a post that he said that. So that started going viral. And people started thinking that, oh, Vladimir Putin actually said this.
I didn't know it was fake.
I didn't know it was fake either. Till I wanted to fact check myself. Because it sounds very
the
smart.
Guy that, the guy that made it.
What?
The guy that made the post, yeah. The one that the original author.
Yeah.
I don't know if he thought that by adding Vladimir Putin's name, that it would have gone as viral as it did.
Yeah.
But if that was his intention behind it and it actually blew up the way that it did,
yeah.
Kudos to that guy.
It worked.
That's a very smart strategic move because he knows.
Yeah.
He knows him saying that as being the person that he is. He doesn't have that much power. People are not going to take it seriously.
But if Vladimir Putin facts, says that.
But if you put somebody's name like Vladimir Putin behind it, then immediately gets a huge audience.
Yeah.
So that was a very strategic move. See,
until today,
I think that it was Putin himself that actually said that.
Yeah, if his intentions to put Vladimir Putin's name behind it was to spread the word, he did amazing. He did an amazing
fantastic job.
It actually went viral. And still to this day, it's still viral on TikTok.
And it's very relevant because you see what it's like when...
It's an everyday thing. There's plenty of rich African people that literally practice what we just read. Step by step.
Kind of like
so
a
it's,
product
it's
of
a cemetery.
That. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
In Sweden.
No,
you know what I mean?
And my sister
studied abroad.
Yeah.
My older sister took her degree in Ireland. And my other sister took it in France, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
So
you're literally what he said.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say, actually.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think there has to be like some nuances to that. Because I don't know. I guess it depends. But some rich Africans, they stay in Africa. Like, they live in Africa. I don't know how much they invest in Africa. Maybe they have their businesses abroad and stuff and so on. But
all of them
I see.
Even if they get famous. We have seen.
They stay. They probably live in Africa. But they probably spend a majority of their time traveling
outside. And they're consuming outside.
Consuming outside. Even like all Africans do that.
That's the bad part. That's literally the worst part. Instead of like putting the money in the country, we're sending it outwards
continent.
Where they don't literally need our money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's an African problem. We need to reinvest.
Even in Afro beats, all they're singing about is Chanel, Dior, all those Versace, like all those type of things that has literally no worth to us at all.
That's a very systematic type of brainwashing.
It literally is.
We don't see value in
our
African
own stuff that is made by people's hands. Cause
by your own people.
Yeah, like things made in hands, handwork type of things, cost so much everywhere else. Like in Sweden, if you want to buy a handmade, that costs a lot more. And if you're buying something that is made in Sweden, that costs even more. But that's not how it is in Africa. Like, that's literally not how it was in Ethiopia. Handmade things are worth so much less.
Yeah. Cheap. It's like souvenir.
It's literally so cheap then. And then we don't value... Okay, that means like we don't value people's time. That's what it means. And also, we don't value our own people. Because like, if it was made by a white person, and if they were asking you to pay this much because it was made from them, then they would probably buy it.
Yeah.
That's literally what it's saying.
Yeah, basically. It does make sense. That's all
it
I
was
can say
deep,
about that.
It was cool that it got viral because it's actually a message that needed to be said. But Vladimir Putin did not say that.
No.
So that's the fun.
That's the fun fact. The fun fact for today. So if you're familiar with that quote, just know my man Putin didn't say
it. He didn't say that. It's
some,
fact.
Some genius African man said that instead. So kudos to that person for actually coming up with that.
Yeah.
100%. All right. So to kill it off, we have some last minute confession for you guys.
Confessions. Let me take my sexy glasses off. Let me not look like a teacher anymore.
No, you don't want to look cute. You want to look hot.
You already know.
Girls get offended when you call them cute.
No, I don't get offended.
It's not the first thing you would want somebody to call you, is it?
No, not a stranger. Not a stranger.
Especially somebody that you find attractive. You don't want them to think of you as cute. I remember even me when I was younger, I didn't like when my big sister's friends used to call me cute.
Did you say bitches?
My sister's friends. My older sister's friends. I didn't like when they came and they were your brother is so cute. Like,
I mean, obviously they're going to say that. When they said that,
I used to tell them, I'm not cute, I'm handsome.
Period.
Cute is not a compliment that I wanted ever since day one.
Wow. So,
I don't like being called cute, but you know what my type is. You know what my type is.
Your type is cute.
It 100% is.
Yeah.
If you put a lineup of all my exes, you can just tell.
They're all cute. They were so cute. Yeah, they're actually very sweet girls. I mean, I only met one, but she was very sweet.
And I've actually been slid into a celebrity's DMs.
You
a couple
did what?
Of celebrities' DMs. Didn't I show you that? And if you looked at the celebrities...
No, you did not. No, you did not.
Fam, when I was younger, I used to do mad shit.
Wait, so you thought they're actually going to DM you?
Yeah, like in the morning.
No way. Who did you slide into? Let me guess.
It's a cute celebrity.
Let me guess.
I don't think you can guess it.
Okay, by your types, who would you be into? Was it back in them days? Who was it?
Back in them days. It's a singer. And I actually have the message on my messenger. Like, it's still there. It's still there until today. Because it's the internet. It's never going to go away.
It's never going to go away.
She never opened it. I'll
tell you
that.
I can't believe you're sliding into celebrities' DMs.
Let me see if I can find it.
I was always wondering, like, who are these idiots who actually do that? You're one of them. Sliding into celebrities?
I think I was 17, 18.
Oh my god, what did you say? Read it.
I'm fucking dead, you know. All right, so this was February 2016. I was about to turn 17.
2016. Bro, you haven't even hit puberty yet.
What do you mean? I was almost about to turn 17. Of course I had hit puberty.
Not really though.
Fuck, 17, fam. I had hit puberty.
No, but your puberty
I was young. I was very young. I'll give you that. Yeah, this is what I wrote. I wrote Alessia Cara. I'm fucking cringing right now. I wrote Alessia Cara. I don't know if this is actually you, but I just want you to know that I fucking love you.
I fucking love you.
Swear down, you're simply amazing. Okay. That was the first message that I sent her.
Okay, that sounds like a cute message, you know, that you would send for, like, if you're a fan of somebody.
Okay.
But I think you're going to fuck up real soon. Let's see.
A month later, almost a month later, like 3 weeks later, she had received the message. It had delivered because the tick was ticking. It was like blue.
It was ticking.
And I was like, goddamn, so she probably got the message, but she hasn't opened it. Then I sent her another one and it was, you drive me wild with hearts. And that was kind of like a wordplay because she has a song that's called You Drive Me Wild. So that was me kind of like telling her that I listened
to
your song.
You thought about it. That means you thought about the message.
But she never responded.
Obviously. Like what?
But the point of this whole thing is, you know what my type of girl is. Cute.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just gonna keep it down to maybe one or two confessions.
Yeah.
I was at my friend's house after a night out. We got home at about 4 a.m. and her dad was still awake. My friend went to sleep on the sofa next to me and her dad. Her dad then started rubbing my thigh and we started kissing and he fingered me until I squirted. Imagine your best friend, yeah, having sex with your pops next to you.
What I don't understand is, wait, this happened in the living room? Wait, her friend was literally sleeping next to her?
Let's just say they were watching TV and her friend slept on the sofa and her dad was still awake. She said that her dad was still awake, her friend's dad.
Yeah. And so they were just watching TV together and her friend fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then he started fingering. Imagine being the dad and fucking your friend's, your daughter's friend.
Weird. That's weird, but that's something that I could see happening easy. Stuff like this just gives you trust issues that you didn't know existed.
To your dad, bruv.
To your dad, fam.
Wow. Nobody can be trusted.
That's the end of that friendship, I'll tell you that. This one is actually funny. Threw my girlfriend's purse into the River Thames because she was annoying me. The fuck? Who does that?
You just yanked it.
You just yanked it. Shows no communication skills whatsoever. I thought it was just her purse and some money. But I didn't realize her insulin pen was inside it too. And she had low blood sugar and had to go to the hospital because she didn't have the pens. LOL. Lol.
He said lol?
He said LOL.
He almost killed her.
He literally almost killed her. Because he was annoyed at her.
Just threw her shit in the river.
And
who does
his,
that?
His mindset was he thought it was only money.
How is
only
that even
money?
Bitch, only money. It's just money.
Oh,
who
it's
cares?
Just money. Don't worry, she'll get it back. Nigga, what? Nah, fam, that can't slide. I cannot slide.
It's just his only money.
It's only money,
so I'm
mad at you. I'm mad at you, so I'm just gonna throw your purse away.
Are you a baby tings?
Are you?
You're actually a child.
You're actually wilding.
You're actually a child. He said lol.
Lol,
bro.
I'm trying to picture what type of person would do that. I want to believe that it's a 17-year-old.
Same.
Right? It has
to
be like 16, 17.
Yeah, you can't be older than that.
Anything,
it's literally nothing.
No,
it's not acceptable.
If you're anywhere over 18, and even 18 maybe, but anywhere above 20, and you do some mad shit like that, you're a child. You need to mature.
Bruh. Literally.
And you could,
no,
he
16
could have literally
down.
Killed her.
16 down.
Yeah,
that's
16
it.
Down. Yeah.
16
yeah.
down. You can't
could've
be anything
killed
older.
Her, fam. He could have killed her because she had her pen in there. That's petty.
You don't throw people's shit.
In the first place.
In the river. Because you're mad. Make it make sense. He said it's just money. You're not throwing my shit. You will end up in the river.
Crazy, yeah.
You will literally end up in the river. One way or another, you're ending up in the river.
100%.
What are you talking about? You're throwing away my back?
Imagine if your guy did that, right? And then after he felt bad. He felt bad and he came to you and he was like, oh yeah, I'm the one that threw your purse in the river.
He will end up in the river. He will literally end up in that river one way or another.
Literally, go one and way. Find my bag. Literally.
Don't come back till you do. Drown. Actually drown.
You better not be a black man.
Stop.
No, that cannot slide.
You can't throw people's shit.
I cannot slide.
That's disrespectful.
That literally can't slide. No. I think, we should wrap it up for today.
Cool,
that's all we got for you guys today. Yeah, hopefully...
You guys enjoyed your time with us. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe, comment, like. Thanks.
Hopefully positive comments this time.
Yeah, we're trying.
It's only so much negative comments that we can take.
I swear.
Don't get offended. Don't get offended at this shit.
Nice.
I just want to make something clear. Like I don't think they should get upset by the things that we said, because at the end of the day, we're not speaking for everybody. Like, she's not speaking for all females. I'm not speaking for all males.
No.
For the most part, everything that we say is our opinion. Except for the sibling fucking part. That is not our opinion. That's facts.
That's literal.
That's literally facts. You cannot be with your sibling. Attack me if you feel like attacking me on that one.
Thank you guys for listening to us this week. I hope you come back for next week.
Yep.
That's about it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.